Sunday Evangelium with Father Marcus Holden on the third Sunday of Advent.
Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice Sunday. It's in the imperative. We must rejoice. It's part of what it means to be a Christian. To rejoice. Joy in our hearts because we have the love of God. This is the central stuff of our faith. And yet, is there any need to say anything else? Well, yes, there is. Because that love, that joy, is under threat. In this life, we are in a spiritual battle. The battle for the love of God and to attain that joy, to live with that joy. Advent is a great reminder of this. I made a promise when I became a priest not to present beige Catholicism, a diluted faith without substance. It's easy simply to say the nice things, but it's hard to remind oneself and others that there's so much at stake. The love of God is fragile in us. There's one thing that can separate us from the joy that has been offered. One thing and one thing only. We often think it's a situation that takes it away, or a person, or some suffering, or something we don't have. But none of those things really matter. In fact, they can be turned to benefits. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in that regard. There's one thing, and it's personal sin. The Holy Father said recently that the only evil in the church is sin. All the other problems can be traced back to this. And while the other things have a certain importance, they only have a relative importance. Sin is the thing that really separates us. Freely chosen sin. But it has a remedy. However big that sin is, however blinding, however blocking it can be for the love of God, for the joy of our souls, that sin can be eradicated. And its remedy, confession. At this time, preparing for Christmas, we're called to return to that sacrament of reconciliation. There's nothing more important. We do many good things in Advent. The lighting of candles, the singing of carols, the sending of cards. But none of that matters if we do not open our hearts to receive the forgiveness of God. We cannot have a saviour, we cannot rejoice in the coming of a saviour if we do not believe we need salvation. It is the first step of sanity to realise that, not being weighed down by a burden of guilt, nor being completely oblivious and self-deceived by our personal perfection, but realising, yes, we are sinners. Yes, the Lord loves us, and we can remove this barrier with his help. And that help comes in the form of the sacrament that he instituted in this world, the sacrament of confession. G.K. Chesterton was asked when he became a Catholic, why did you do it? He said, to have my sins forgiven. How many of us really understand our lives in that way? That the real path to our happiness, that what really matters is to move away from sin to the full love of God in every dimension of our lives. Confession is put forward by the church as a necessity. And the critical minimum for attendance at confession is once a year. Why does the church say that we can't go to communion if we've not been to confession for over a year? It's because the church knows we need to have humility. And this sacrament brings that about. The church knows that we so easily deceive ourselves into thinking we are self-righteous, which is perilous. The church knows the power of this sacrament, which is not only a forgiveness but a healing remedy. The church knows the need for realism and interpersonal contact with another in regard even to our faults. So the church recommends regular confession. We can live off one meal a week, but it's not very healthy. We need to eat regularly. And it's the same with confession. We can maybe survive with one confession a year if there are no serious sins, but there probably are. But we need to confess more regularly if we're to have a healthy spiritual life. I'm yet to meet anybody who has seriously advanced as a Catholic in the spiritual life without making confession an integral part of that. its spiritual approach to life in confession can blow apart our defenses that resist the love of God. It's like spiritual dynamite. I've witnessed this in my own life, and I'm constantly in awe at the power of this sacrament in the lives of others, how it frees them into the love of God and the joy that is offered. What keeps us away from confession, then? Well, there are many things. One is simple unfamiliarity. We've got out of the habit. We've forgotten how to do it. Well, it is very simple. And if we forget the words, the formulas, the priest can help us with that. All we need to do is be sorry and be able to name our sins and want to change. It's as simple as that. It's not naming and shaming or naming and blaming. It's naming and claiming. And a simple formula can be found at the back of the church. And in most Catholic prayer books, it shows you how to make a confession. Another thing that keeps people away is a certain fear. Perhaps fear that the priest will be angry. It is certain that the priest will never be angry. He receives the sinner with joy, and he himself as a sinner knows it's not easy to go to confession, so he has great empathy. I can't go into a mirror and absolve myself. I have to go to another priest regularly. John Paul II went to confession every day. It's because when we draw closer to God, we realise the need for more forgiveness, not less. We should never be afraid of confession. The priest will honour us and admire us. He knows the condition of sin. You won't shock the priest, and he won't think badly of you. In fact, he will see it as a first step towards sanity. G.K. Chesterton used to say he was afraid of going to confession because he was so fat he would get stuck in the confessional box. And we shouldn't let anything put us off this most noble of sacraments. Another thing that keeps people away is a lack of a sense of sin or desire to change. Well, we may feel that we've got habits of sin or we're stuck in a situation, but it's worth changing. It's worth wanting it. To know that our happiness is with God. We've been down the other roads many times, 1,000 times, and they've never given us anything. It's time to give God a chance. And even if we feel that we will fall again, well, let's confess and just ask God to help us. That will be enough for his grace to enter. He stands at the door and knocks. We only need to open the door a little bit and he will enter. Quite simply, this is the time now to prepare the way of the Lord. The church is trying to give us inspiration to open our hearts so that the love of God and the joy that is promised on a Sunday like this is not lost. John the Baptist calls us, prepare the way of the Lord. May we open our hearts to him this Advent with the sacrament of reconciliation.
Bye.